Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Señor A little bit more hard Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, I go sing, sing. Hare Hare, a little bit louder, please. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada. Go! Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radhe Kanaya Lala Radhe Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परवराज कचार्य अष्टत सत सीमत स्तिवाइंग्रे शिलाभे चरण रविन्द शिल भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की जय आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेम नंदी हरि हरि बोल All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tamam Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Vadaya Bhuta. Madhavati Vyanta Swaminti Amini Namaste Sadhu Devi. Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vatskatyari Zatarine Vandeham Siguru Sijuta Padakamalam Sigurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Dham Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitangsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavannu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Ganda Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govakta Vrinda Vanshakalpaturu Vaisya Kripa Shindu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
While spreading Krishna consciousness in Germany, I developed a very close relationship to a very talented young man who later joined with his girlfriend. This man later went to a big project in America and became a leading devotee there. And then I didn't hear from him for a long time. I forgot about him, not entirely, but to some extent I thought, well, my taking care of this person is completed. He has taken sacred initiation vows in America from one spiritual master, and he's in good hands. He has his responsibilities and so on. He went out of my mind because my mind is crowded with many names and many images of persons. Then after many, many years, 10 years, 15 years or so, I came to America, and that was my first time, preached in Manhattan in connection what is now the Bhakti Center. And And one day the receptionist or the person who takes on phones said to me, "Wow, this famous film producer wants to speak to you. Can I put him through?" And I said, "Of course. Who is it? Steven Spielberg? Or who is it?" So I pick up the phone, and the voice, the familiar voice, comes, "Here is your Steven." I just had this Steven Spielberg in my mind, so I thought, yes, it was shocking. But by the voice, I could understand it's someone I know. It's someone I know from Germany. "Oh, yes, that Steven, whom I used to affectionately call Stefanovic. That Steven. He's now a film producer." And I said, "Who? Tell me about you." "Yes, I left the Krishna Conscious Movement. I became a film producer." I said, "Yeah, why? Because you didn't find enough opportunity to produce satisfying films in the Krishna Conscious Movement?" "No," he said, "I became a Christian." I said, now I was very curious. "What? You became a Christian? May I convert you back?" he said, "Please, let me explain myself." I said, "Yes, you owe me an explanation. I'm very, very confused now." And he said, "I know your mind. You want to know why did I become a Christian? It's very simple." And the man cried, "When I come to the parking lot, there's someone who tells me, 'Go to this parking place.' When I walk out of my car, there's someone who greets me at the reception with a lemonade. They are so nice to all of us. That's why I became a Christian. Now you know it, but I still love you." So I was between heaven and earth. You know, he loves me, good, but I should say heaven and hell I was. You know, the hell was, why didn't he find this in Krishna consciousness? And it was at that time that I understood a little bit, we are losing people because of not caring for them. And those who just care, in some ways, they win people. They win our people. And but it took time for this initial heaven and hell feeling, this tense feeling, to manifest. And I really must say I owe a lot in my understanding of this subject matter to two devotees, Radhanath Maharaj very much, and then Niranjana Maharaj, who is able to listen to people. He says, "That's all what I do in my preaching, I listen to people." Today, I would like to now take you on a journey which will start with the two existential human needs which are in every human being. I want to take you into the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where we find the saint Yajñavalkya answering questions to his wife, Maitreyi. Maitreyi asks, "What, O Saya," Saya means O Master, saintly master, "are the two human needs which, when they are fulfilled, leave no other need in the human heart. Yajnavalkya is silent. Two human needs, when they're fulfilled, there are no other needs. And he goes deep, deep in meditation. He goes to the bottom of his mind as he enters the state of deep samadhi. He finds the two jewels he's searching and comes back to the surface of his consciousness and answers the question. He said, the two human needs, which when fulfilled, leave no other need open, are to love and to be loved. Silence. You can hear the birds in the forest, and they also become silent, because the answer is just so right. It's so profound. To love and be loved. Basic human needs. Of course, there are physical needs. There are emotional needs. There are needs for security, for sleep and food, etc. But after they are fulfilled, other needs come up. Endless Pandora box of needs comes up. But when you can express your love, and when you are loved, you are satisfied. By the way, there's a statement in Sanskrit which says, when you are loved, you don't need to care for your food. The beloved gives it to you. You know, in case some of you are doubting the hungry boys and girls amongst them. No. It's true. When you are loved, everything comes to you. And when you can express your love, then also you are supremely satisfied. I remember once I had a severe case of malaria in Calcutta, and I was sent to a pharmacy where they had a doctor also, but the doctor had gone on holidays, Indian unpredictable social system, and there was no doctor, but there was an emergency doctor who was operating in the slums. So the pharmacist said to me, if you want to have your injection against malaria, you know, the fever was just increasing, then you better go into the slums and find the doctor. So I went with a Bengali-speaking brahmachari into the slums for my first educational trip in the area of love. I went through the slums, and I was deadly afraid of slums. I was warned of the Calcutta slums by my parents when I was 5 years old. I heard there are only criminals and deserted people and so on. There is a very bad situations. But what I found as I was going, running into the slums with an increasing fever, was deeply caring people. The brahmachari said the Bengali word for malaria. I forgot it, and everyone was, wow, malaria. They all came together, and I saw happy families, you know, trying to help the white elephant get his injection against malaria. Finally, I don't know how, I was lying in one of these slum apartments. How do you call these? Residences or dwelling places, or let us call them bluntly holes, you know. And I was lying there. It was a family room. The family was lying around me. It was a good atmosphere. And they somehow got the doctor. And the doctor gave me what I needed into the sacred behind, and The fever went down. It was he pumped me full with quinine, it's called. And my dear devotees, the fever went down. I was lying there. Everyone was lying around me, you know. And I saw it's not true. These people were not unhappy. They were so happy. They were smiling. There were children going all around. The people were helpful. They brought me Bisleri water because I had insisted on bottled water for good reasons, as you might understand. And I could see there was a community spirit. There was a tight net in that part of the slum. They had found the doctor. There was joking. And then I was, when I came back to life a little, I asked, are there cartels? Of course. And the cartels, then a Madanga man came, then a harmonium man came, then good dancing came, and then Hare Krishna was resonating through the night. What I never forget is this disillusionment of people who apparently were able to receive love and give love. That was a very good wake-up call. It's not money which makes you happy. It's not good London apartment and houses which make you happy. It's to be loved and to give love. That I learned from the slum Vasis. And I have visited them again and again in my life. And I was I feel very happy in the slums of Calcutta. At least at that part. I can imagine it's not all romantic. But at that part where this worked, where they were caring for me as an outsider by hunting down the doctor, where they offered me their beds in their hole-like dwellings, where they stayed with me through my fever, and where they interacted with each other in a loving way. I found my community, and so on. If you look towards social science, you will find a very startling fact. Social sciences deal with many things. One is conversion. What happens when a person moves from one frame of thought into another? What is the ultimate switch which needs to be turned, or I think in English you would say, what gives him the impetus to turn from one life to another? Now, I hinted at it, but I read later a book on it with very searched data, and they say the act of conversion is mainly a social event. One of my members in the audience is slightly asleep. Please return to us. Some interesting subjects are about to come. So it's mainly a social event. To move from one life to another life is when you see these people are desirable for me. I find a friend here. Of course, we know what you like in people is you are loved and you are expressing your love. Do you know what people say after my lectures to me? You know, I prepare day and night, 24 hours for 1 month, for one lecture. Then they say, you know what convinced me, Maharaj? And I'm hoping that this is a philosophical point which I made, you know, where I phoned all over the world to get the references, and I'm getting... it's your smile. My smile. You just destroyed my smile. Didn't you like a point? Please. They feel he is someone who's happy. They feel, it's an interpretation which I don't deserve, that he is someone who's loving. And they want to be like him. Finished. End of philosophy. I'm not saying that the philosophy is not important. Vandana, you are an emphatic person. Yes, I was thinking of this devotee, that you need a glass of water because you're fighting a losing fight against brother sleep. somehow the water, may the water help you. Yes. To win your lonely man's battle. So of course, you know, people, if it is totally irrational and if it is totally cruel or bizarre or whatever you say, then they feel, yeah, goodbye. But really, it's that simple. We have given multi-million, programs with 33,000 people. There, and we are asked in questionnaire, what did you like most? The happy people on the stage, you know, and so on. These are the results we get. Because conversion, or let us say, moving from one frame of life into the next, is a social event, mainly. So I would really now like to build group of two or three amongst yourself, and I would like to then pose a difficult question, and I request you to share very openly. Yes, I'm looking at my mentor, Krishna Kirtan and Naveen. Some active learning. I will request you now to find a partner, the men with the men, the ladies with the ladies. You are very joyful this morning. then I will pose a question to you which will make your head spin. So find yourself a partner. It should be a partner you can be absolutely honest with, where you can even maybe speak of a weakness you have. Oh my God. Find your partner. I will... All right. Has everyone found, or let me say like this, who has not yet found a partner, then look around, who else raises the hand, that's your partner. Everyone has found a partner. So who is partner A? Please raise your hand. Okay, partner B will go first. but first, please listen. Before you start to talk, you need to now know about what is the thing. Be very honest. Why did you come to Krishna consciousness. Why? Go back to the time of, where you were in two minds about being in material life or in spiritual life, where you were thinking, should I stay or should I go? that moment, you know, where you were in two minds, and what then gave you the conviction to join this movement for Krishna consciousness? You have to go back, tell the person, your partner, B will start to talk to partner B, A. What was it? What was the situation? Where were you at that stage of your life? And then what happened to in your perception, which made you, okay, I'm going to give it a good try. Huh? This is the task. Is the task clear to every one of you? It will not be shared with the main group. So you please safely dig deep in the answer. Huh? That be honest also, you know. It was maybe embarrassing, the tug of war which went in your heart. Should I remain in material life, or should I become a start the process in earnestness? And then what helped you at that time? Maybe it was a darshan of the deities. Maybe you got a Mother Kalingi sweet, or you know, something. And explore this deeply. And how much time we will use for this? 10 minutes, maybe? Is it good? So start now. After latest 5 minutes, the other person should start. Don't just talk for 10 minutes. Start now.
Please do not be, with the cuddles. There is a certain thing when one is very slow, one has to be very much on timing. But when we are fast, you can play very easily. It's a science to play. It's most difficult to be. Yeah, no problem. You are an angel with wings. Thank you. Manisha, please tell Manisha to come. Malini Priya, I see one lady not being engaged. Maybe you can tell her if she wants, she can join a group, another group. Yeah? Yes. Malini Priya. No one else, I'm sorry. Just tell her, if she's well, and, you know, or if she prefers to sit and wait, that's also alright, yeah. She will soon come back. Oh yeah, since you're there, can you go to get my red bag and get my pair of karatas? Because these sound really like, how can someone play with such karatas? Ah. Oh.
Krishna Kirtan, for today, for this morning session, I really don't have another group work like this in my mind. So if you see at one stage when I'm through with it, danke, where is the thing, the little bag?
The bag is in your bag, but the karatas are by
far higher. Good. So
if you see during the day, you were saying?
If you see during or up till 11 o'clock, almost, towards the end maybe of this session, I will go through now. What makes a our relationship spiritual? How do we bring the spiritual relationship into it? I will deal with doubts on the way, and then I will give... this may be something. How to do it? Three understandings are required in order to care. All living entities are equal. The nature of misery is felt by everyone. To eradicate misery takes determined and concrete measures. Can you think of some group work which we do about this, where we can maybe practice these three steps?
To eradicate misery
takes determined and concrete measures. Like when you are sick, when you see someone is sick, you understand, oh my God, I could be sick. Then you go into the misery, to be emphatic, you think about the nature of misery he must suffer. But now you must build a hospital or get medicine, you know, concrete measures.
Two things come to mind. One is the meditational story. Perhaps where you can ask everyone to close their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And you walk them through the emotions. So they're closing their eyes, and you're bringing out the points from the story.
Oh, yeah.
Bravo,
I like you. I have something so wonderful in this. Thank you. What is I will most probably take it. But what is the second one?
The second one is more young thing. I don't think it would fit the mood.
I have it. It's already registered.
Okay.
Please do your work. You have 2 more minutes. Give it all you got.
Arimo. Hare Krishna. I hope you churned some nectar there, going down memory lane and just remembering how you were in that in-between state where you made up your decision and what factors contributed to those decisions. I suggest that as you are spreading Krishna consciousness, you are thinking a little bit about this situation, and when you see someone who's in the same situation, you supply them an experience which you had, an experience which encouraged you to go the spiritual way. Now, I encourage you to be an instrument of Krishna's mercy, just like someone was there to help you to make that experience with the deities, with the prasadam, or with the council, or with an example, and so on. Krishna gives his mercy very often through the hands of his devotees. And if you offer your hands, if you are there as an instrument, Krishna can use you. If you are not there, he might either use another one, or he might, Krishna wants his devotees to do this work, to be instruments. Good. I would now like to address a grave doubt which I feel needs an honest confrontation and a good solution. I will go into this doubt with a lot of force and a lot of energy, because I think we all have a second voice in us, a voice which holds us back, which calls us back into our private life, a voice which tells us why be with so many people. To be with people is trouble. Let me better be a lonely wolf, going his way or her way alone, back home, back to Godhead, So I will deal with this now, and if I say something which is very personal and which makes you, aha, he talks about me, no, it is not by accident. Very often we think, why do we have to be so human? Why do we have to be so caring? And why do we need another human being? Or why do human beings need another human being if they want to go to God? It's a relationship which is clearly vertical, that is, from down to up. What do we need? Why do we need
to talk. So bring the human dimension in here. Why did the Swami talk so wishy-washy about the two human needs to love and be loved? Are we in a new age club? We want to be transcendentalists. Me and God. God and me. And so on. Why do we need others? And why do others need to be there? And why do I need to be that other person? These are questions, and I think we need to deal with this. Because deep inside of us, who are, I would say, who are members of the postmodern civilization, there is an increasing amount of impersonalism there, which is a result of the spread of material values all around us. And we find it either slightly discomforting to be asked to go into relationships which don't have sense gratification as the aim, or we are simply irritated by so many people around us. There is reason to look at this, because even in the Bhagavatam it says, in the first canto, 8th chapter, 28th verse, that the dissension between living entities are due to social intercourse. This is in the prayers of Queen Kunti, and it is in the verse. That means trouble is there due to dealing with others. So the natural conclusion is, let me not deal with others, or let me at least not open myself in these dealings with others too much, then I simply can't be hurt. Now I'm asked to join a mentorship program where I have to be consistent in my relationships. I'm asked to reveal my mind in confidence. I can see it already coming, because that's in the Upadeshamrita verse, which I know. And I will be again reminded of this, to not be so introvert. And, oh no, I don't like to hear this. The Bhagavatam is another section which gives rise to this understanding that human relationships are not important if one has a transcendental relationship going. You remember there are these 24 gurus of the Avaduta Brahmana, that saint who emerges out of the forest. Yadu Maharaj, the king, is on his way through the forest, and all of a sudden he sees that luminous personality who shines with spiritual effulgence. And Yadu Maharaj, the king, asked this saint, who are you? From whom have you learned? And he says, I have learned from 24 gurus. Oh, that's interesting, says Yadu. Could you tell me the teachings you received from your respective gurus? And who are these gurus? And the Avaduta says, well, one was this girl. This girl had rings, had ample rings on her two wrists, and received unexpectedly some Atiti guests, and welcomed the guests, and immediately set about to cook for them. So as she was cooking and, making the chapatis and so on, she found out that her rings made a disturbing clanging noise. Clang, 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 clang. And it was not easy to work with this noise and with this weight. So one after the other, she pulled off rings after ring after ring after ring. Bangle. Yes, bangles, I'm sorry. One bangle after the other, until only one bangle was left on each wrist. I watched that girl, said the Avaduta, and I concluded, you must divest yourself of human talks or human conversations, you know, amongst humans, because it's just one disturbing noise and you can't set about in your goal of life. You follow the thought which he had? Let me kick off one friend after the other. Then I don't have to talk so much. And, you know, do you, let us not immediately judge the Avaduta. He's most probably more advanced than we are. Don't you also sometimes feel ring, ring, ring? Oh no, not again. Ring, ring, ring. Not again. The mobile phone is like the clanging of the bangles, you know. Ring, 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 not again. I want to concentrate. Ring, ring, ring. How are you? Miserable. As soon as I hear your voice, you know, you are very joyful. I'm talking very normally. So, therefore, I think many of us modern people think, let me just get away from everyone and let me shoot my mobile phone and my computer and then I have peace and let me divest myself of relationships and turn to the one relationship. You find in many of our temples people who have a relationship upwards, and I call these people in an ironic way, they have sky relationships. They walk like this through the world, and you can't address them. They are even socially not very active, let me say, like this, and social investigators have told in the early days, my God, one becomes socially incompetent by joining the Hare Krishna movement. It's not so bad any longer, but it used to be quite intense. You know, I know when my mother and father visited me, I told them, you're not my mother, you're not my father. God is my mother and my father. He put the seed into my worldly father, who then was sowing his seed into the fertile field of the mother. But the seed comes from God. He is my mother and my father. Yes. And my mother thought, should we call the psychologist? Hare Krishna. I made good with them. I told them many times now that they are my mother and my father. Sky relationships. And not finding the sun inside. Because Krishna tells to Arjuna, one who says he's directly my devotee, is not my devotee. He who, however, says he's the devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. Sky relationships, they have not found the Krishna sun. They are lonely people, maybe socially incompetent, due to severely bad experiences. And therefore, one takes shelter in this philosophy that we don't need each other. We don't need humans. We don't need devotees around us. I can do it alone. Others should do it alone. See, the example with the disturbing rings, or Queen Kunti's statement, dissension happened because of social intercourse, refer to material dealings, not to spiritual dealings. There is another verse, it's quoted in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, and the verse says, it is doubtful if a devotee of Achyuta pleases the Lord and reaches him. But is it is beyond all doubt that a devotee of a devotee of Achyuta pleases him. It's sure he will please him. My dear devotees, if you want to come close to Krishna, you need to come close to devotees, because Krishna will receive you only if he sees that you are able to communicate with his dear ones. Who will take another person into his family if that person is hurting the members of the family? No one. They would say, you can't deal with my people. You please stay outside the door until you are able to be close to those who are close to me. It hurts Krishna's heart to see if one is an offender against his devotees. And it pleases Krishna if he sees someone genuinely takes care of his devotees. I would like to tell you an example which I was dealing with here. It's in, yes, it is from the Bhagavatam. Do you know Kadama Muni, that saint who married Devahuti on the behest or order of Lord Vishnu? Do you remember? Some of you do. I won't tell the story in detail. Kadama Muni became the father of an incarnation of God, Kapila Dev. And for that purpose, Lord Vishnu had arranged his marriage with a very qualified wife, the daughter of Svayambhuva Manu, whose name was Devahuti. So they had their children in the Grihastha ashram, and then after Kapila, the Lord, was born to them, Kadama Muni left home because he wanted to honor the universal system of Varnashram, where a husband after a certain time will leave the Grihastha life to devote himself completely to self-realization. But, you know, his son was God, and to leave the Grihastha ashram was not easy. You know, imagine the God is in your has taken appearance in your family. Hopefully, it will happen. You know, imagine, and then it comes to this Vanashram rule that you should leave home to give an example to the rest of the Pandava Senas who don't have God in their house. You know, and you're supposed to leave. I mean. There would be a tug of war in your heart. And again, you would ask the question, should I stay or should I go? No? So Kadama Muni says, I want to respect the Lord's order, but I want to ask how I can be together with him always. I want to go, but I don't want to go. I want to leave the home, but I don't want to leave him. I want to reach him. I want to be always with him. And then, you know, he's about to walk the world, to roam around and so on. Then Kapila tells him a surprising surprising answer, which I think must have slightly flabbergasted Kadama Muni, because he tells him he should renounce, yes, he should renounce, but he should not renounce relationships. This is the verse. You should show compassion to all living entities, and this is how you will attain your self-realization. Give assurance of safety to all, then you will perceive your own self as well as all the universes in me and myself in you. To make it simple, because this is complicated language, you should be compassionate towards others, and you will see how you live in me and I live in you. We will be not separated. We will be together if you show compassion to others. And Prabhupada writes in his purport how a devotee does this, to show compassion to others. He assures others, let us live in Krishna consciousness and conquer the nations of material existence. And then he says, the devotee should show mercy to the fallen souls and also give them the assurance of fearlessness. Nothing to fear. Everything is all right. Stay in Krishna consciousness. As soon as one becomes a devotee of the Lord, he is convinced that he is protected by the Lord. Fear itself is afraid of the Lord. Therefore, what has he or she to do with fearfulness? And then Prabhupada says at the end of this section, if you award fearlessness to the common man, it is the greatest act of charity. You know, if you counsel someone, you should take away this anxiety, this insecurity. Where will I go? What will I do? You should give them a Krishna conscious solution, which will take away the insecurity and the fearfulness of material existence. So Kapila Dev tells his father, Fatherji, Peterji, you now walk about in the world. Don't renounce like you did before, where you just sat alone in the forest with no one except the mosquitoes around you. Go around to the human society and assure them with the message of Krishna consciousness by telling them, let us live in Krishna consciousness and conquer the nations of material existence. And in this way, you will always be with me and I will be with you. If you want to read this in your own private reading time to give you a little bit background for your mentorship, please turn to Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 21st chapter, text number 31. I repeat, 3:21-31. So, this is how you can become dear to the Lord. To become a welfare worker in his compassionate army of devotees who raise people in their Krishna consciousness by awarding them fearlessness from the nations of material existence, by clarifying their doubts and the other causes of their ignorance. It is so wonderful, this mission. Please join this type of good work. Therefore, I would like to say here, in conclusion, you should have two types of relationships if you want to become a good mentor. You should, of course, relate first to Krishna. Let us call this the sunny sky relationship, Krishna in the sky. But then you must have a horizontal relationship. I hope this is an English word which is not occupied with a meaning which I don't want to confer here. You should have a vertical relationship, and you should also see, look on this level, who's there with you. And how can you help them? If you live in this, let us call it the relationship cross. Is it a cross? Yeah, right? If you live in this relationship cross, you will be a strong mentor. You will have a relationship to Krishna, and you will then be able to bring this relationship, the relationship which you feel due to your own sadhana, due to your own Vaishnav Sangha, you will bring the energy of this relationship into your other relationships, to your mentees or the people you preach to or counsel, and in this way you will be strong. One dimension is not enough. If you only become a social person without being God conscious, then good luck. There will be dissension, there will be misunderstanding, also in the international society for the attempt to become Krishna conscious. If you only are Mr. Social, dealing with this and that on a material level, it will be a disturbance like the Bhagavatam warnings with that girl with the many bangles. If you only have a upward looking relationship, you will not be recognized by Krishna as his truthful devotee. So you need to have both dimensions, the vertical and the horizontal. Is it a good word? We can use that word, yes. If you have that vertical relationship will be established because Krishna sees you're trying to serve others of his living entities to come to him. You will get the sunshine in your life from the Krishna sun. Krishna will not disappear from your vision. He will appear in your vision if Krishna sees you're taking care of his devotees. And then you will take that type of energy which you have, that Krishna conscious connection, and you will be able to distribute assurance and safety to the people around you. Don't forget either of these dimensions. Don't be like me in my earlier days, where I just sat in a cellar and translated the German Bhagavad Gita, the English Bhagavad Gita into the German version or German translation. And I was not talking to anyone. I was just thinking about service to Krishna, service to Krishna. I was rising, Prabhus, I was rising at 2 o'clock in the morning. Chanted all my rounds before Mangal Arati, went to Mangal Arati, and then into my cellar. And I emerged out of the cellar at 9 o'clock in the evening, and then I saw the devotees talking about shoes, and they were on Sankirtan and they needed good shoes. So I thought, shoes, and I was very disturbed, and I kept my mouth and ears shut for exactly 10 years until someone brought me out of my cellar. This arrogance to think I can make my way without devotees, I will just relate to him, is a mistake I really wish to protect you from. Many of us older devotees have done it, unfortunately, in good meaning, but without, or in good intention, but without understanding the philosophy and of practical bhakti yoga. Or if you do the other way around, be Mr. Social, and never bring the spiritual dimension into it because you think people want to hear about shoes only. Means things which connect with the world. That's what shoes do, no? They connect your feet with the world. Then also it won't work. You need a cross relationship. The relationship where you are in contact with Krishna as a compassionate preacher, and the relationship where you give the mercy towards others. I want to make one point and then open the forum for questions. Then I want to give you a practical a lesson in compassion, or a lesson in taking care of others in 3 steps. And then I want to make a meditation with you.
let me do like this. I will conclude now what I said so far. It's not very difficult. The two human relationships which need to be fulfilled in order for human beings to practice Krishna consciousness is, or to do anything, is to experience love, to be loved, and to express their love. I very often find in our devotee association this, that people don't allow others to express their love. Where was I? In Zurich. And there was someone who had birthday. It was a man who had birthday. And you know, everyone liked this devotee very much. I remember that. And you know, and they said to me, Maharaj, this devotee is a little bit difficult. No one can praise them. So you do it because you are Swami. He can't cut you off. So I said, all right, how do we do it? Well, we do first our kirtan in the evening. And then after the kirtan is finished, what do we do? Then we give you a cake for him and with candles. And then you call the devotee forward and give him the candles. And then we sing this, our song. So I do it. You know, I said to this devotee, please sit here. And the devotee thinks I will tell him a managerial point and voluntarily comes. And I have my enigmatic smile. And I go like this. And the cake lands on my hand. And I say, today is a special day. Devotee so-and-so. Let us call him Sankarshandas. Has birthday today. And the devotee goes like. And then I say, you know, just, I know he's starting to feel uneasy, and I'm saying, here is your cake, so that by the sweetness of the cake, you will have a wonderful birthday and a very relaxed and digestion, you know, and I'm trying to humor him up, and he goes like, the cake, he's, so everyone loves him. He's otherwise a very naturally functioning devotee. But this is somehow his weak point. And then I say, I hope you don't mind, but we have practiced for 24 hours a very difficult song. And then I'm starting, happy birthday to, and everyone joins in, yoo-hoo, and you know, and throws their head in the air, and it's a really joyous, and the devotee goes like, and he really gets intense, you know, with this. We think he will run to the kitchen and get a knife, and you know, and everyone goes very insecure, you know. He really goes like, and I can't believe what I see. It really looks traumatic, you know, what he undergoes. And then, in the midst of happy birthday, everyone is silent and is frustrated because they can't express their love. Then I tell to the devotee, Prabhuji, you give us all the time your love. Maybe you should now surrender and receive our love. The devotee burst out in tears. Yes, Maharaj, I'm always so tough. Good that you cry, and will cry more, that will wash away your whatever it is, the specimen in your heart. And so on. And I remember that very, very nicely. he was very thankful, the devotees are. Because, yes, you have to allow love to manifest. You have to give it, and you also have to sometimes receive it, or allow that others express it. That is something everyone yearns and something everyone hankers for. Now, I wanted to make sure that this happens in the transcendental dimension, and therefore brought Krishna into the picture, and Krishna's statement that he wants his devotees to take care of other devotees. He says, it's doubtful if someone pleases Achyuta the unfallible, if he tries to only please Achyuta, not his devotees, whereas someone who goes through the devotees pleasing them, no doubt will please Krishna. No? Then I wanted to give you some praman, some proofs from the Bhagavatam, how Lord Kapiladev tells to his father, Kadama Muni, about how to that he will come close to him and receive him in his heart. You know, Kadama will receive Kapila in his heart if he gives his if he takes care of others and roams the world and gives them assurance and frees them from fear of material existence. Then I ended this part with what I call the relationship cross, huh? That you should have a connection with Krishna on the basis of taking care of others. And then it's very easy. Prabhu, since I came out of my cellar, I'm still a little bit, the cellar is still a little bit in me, since this became clear to me, my life became easy. I used to not smile at all. Now I really can assure you from my own experience, when I understood in my life that I should really take care of others and try to serve them in on their path to Krishna consciousness, everything went very well. And I want to end this session. I will give you a pause now so that you can move about a little bit, and then I will have the second part after the this session. Now, I want to tell you a story from India. There was once a troubled man who came to a saint. He had so many troubles. He had a list of troubles. And he went to the saint and said, can you help me? My wife has threatened me with divorce. My children don't care for me. My neighbor took all the mangoes from my tree. It is very miserable for me. And then the saint looked at him and said, have you already taken care of someone today? The man said, what? I need to be taken care of. I'm not in the position to take care of anybody, you know, of anyone. What type of saint are you? I thought you have solutions for me. Instead, you make my trouble worse. I should take care of someone. Saint was silent. And the man stormed off in protest. There were many people around the saint, and one asked the saint, why did you say, I mean, he had so many troubles, why didn't you give him a hug or a mango, or why did you tell him he should take care of others? The saint very humbly said, if you take care of others, problems, God will take care of your problems. He said it so beautifully. If you take care of other people's problems, God will take care of yours. It's very simple, but it's just so truthful. Krishna is satisfied if you are giving assurance to other living entities, especially if you do this in relationship to his devotees. So, this was my first delivery. I congratulate you that you survived it. I hope I was speaking some English. Usually I have such a strong German accent that it's almost takes a super intelligent human being to understand what I say in English. I thought, let me ask Naveen Prabhu. You know well. I thought to make a pause. Yes. I thought to make a pause of around 50 minutes and then go into the second part with, again, group work. But I also thought that maybe there are questions. Do you think maybe we should do the pause now and then come back after the pause and ask questions then, or should we have questions right now? What is a good dynamic? Yeah.
The next session is due at 12 o'clock. So if we take some questions now, for maybe 10 to 15 minutes, and then at 12 o'clock we can resume with an hour break.
Okay. Yes, I'm very much dependent on your wise counsel, because when I see this is my thing, when I start to talk, I lose the reference to the time. Now, theoretically, it's 11:15 by the clock, but it doesn't register. I'm now getting warmed up, and and I don't know what that means, you know. So, good. So, quick questions and any questions. Don't be shy. Here I see one. What is your name? Sahel? That's a wonderful name. Sahel is the first question. Who else is there? Scan. Not everyone at once. Okay. Sahel. start. Yes. I'm talking about what?
Building relationships.
Yes, yes. Aha, what a good question. Excellent question, Sahel, but you have some accent also in your language. I'm not the only one here with an accent, and I really want to see that I understood it correctly. You all have to be very compassionate. I'm not so good in English, so what I understood you saying is that how do I make sure, if I take care of someone, that's a genuine, that I genuinely care for the person and not just for the mission of Krishna consciousness, which is something different. The mission needs unlimited amount of soldiers, they are recruited from people who are showing interest. But that's not personal interest. That's missionary interest. You know, have I understood correctly? Oh. My first success event today. I understood. An accent from the lower regions of the English language. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry. This is how Germans speak. You know. I hope it's not offensive. Or it's good humored way, but maybe I should be. This is very important what Sahel asked. Please give your attention. It's very, very important, and people feel it if you just want people to join because there's so much need for people. Yesterday only I saw a movie
Krishna. Kirtan Prabhu has many Krishna conscious movies on his computer, and I saw this Neelachal Mahaprabhu, and there was a situation in Puri that was depicted in the movie, that the Prime Minister needed people to send to war, and they were taken from the untouchables, and the untouchables were very, very very badly treated by the Brahmins of Puri. So they had a meeting and they said, the Prime Minister is interested only in cannon fodder, you know, people you feed to the cannons of the enemy, and he doesn't protect us at all from the constant social injustice done by these class-conscious brahmanas who send us, who beat us when our shadow touches their shadow, you know. So people are very suspicious when you deal with them not as people but as material, as numbers to fill up statistical thing. It's very disgraceful for a searcher for spiritual truth to be dealt with as a bhakta point. It's extremely disgraceful. You are a point in an international competition, a number. That's all, you know. Yes, our temple has made 10 new bhaktas, so it's 10 new bhakta points in an international competition. It's totally disheartening to a thinking person if he is dealt with as a number in a competition, either war competition or any other competition. We need to take care of people. I want to bring you back, Sahil, to another important discussion with my friend Radhanath Maharaj. We are friendly with each other. We like each other very much, and we had been in New Vrindavan for a discussion, Festival of Inspiration. And both of us had lecture spots and seminars and all. And after a day of doing this, we sat together in the corner just associating, and other God brothers came about sitting around. It was a very nice circle. And I fell asleep. So then, all of a sudden, something changed and I was awake. Radhanath Maharaj was speaking again in his intense way. And he said, I decided to do everything different than in old time ISKCON. I was wide awake. That was interesting, to do something different than an old time ISKCON. And I asked, what, where are we? I was a little absent-minded. And he said, well, my neighbor said, well, someone asked Maharaj, what is the success? Why there are thousands of people related to the Radha Gopina temple? Thousands, 10,000s. And the answer was, I decided to do everything else than in ISKCON. And then he started to, an old time ISKCON, not what is now going on. And then he explained, in old time ISKCON, we were just a missionary movement with one idea, to expand our ranks and files and so on. And we were clearly project-oriented, temple projects, membership projects, this project, that project. But the people left us. I decided to turn around and be people-oriented. And he did so with this simple switch in his consciousness. What are the needs of people, and how do I
serve them in their spiritual progress. And as soon as a person feels this vibration, it's an intention, Sahil, which they have to feel from you. It's as different as I say to you, Sahil, I love you. Because I'm in a loving kindness seminar, you know, with community of care. Or if I say, Sahil, this question, you know, I had forgotten this point and you brought this point to me. Sahil, I have this cake which I'm deadly attached to, but I will give it to you. But, you know, I really love you. Immediately you feel, oh my God, this is serious here. and you feel a difference because my intention is different. I might have said it privately to you, not like I have to do as a seminar giver. I love you, you know, and so on. People feel that if you care for them or if you care for other objectives than their well-being. And Sahel has hit on the question. It's not so easy to become a caring person. And what is necessary to become a caring person is, I want to explain in after the pause, you know. Because, you know, it's not now another formula. And you're, okay, I have these notes, you know, this point one, and one, the relationship works, you know. Try to do this with your child, you know. Have your, you know, the best educational book from Great Britain. Okay, my child is moody. Okay, so what do I do? Emphatic listening. Tell me what is in your mind. And the child goes, blah. and okay, he said, blah. What to do then? Well, give him a cake. Says the educational book. Okay, here's sweets. And boom, he puts the cake in your face. Okay, more blah. So, what do I do now? It doesn't work like this. It has to come from a convinced heart, a caring heart. Sorry, no problem. This is a sign of health. He's a compassionate worker. So this is something we need to maybe work on our hearts to be a little bit compassionate. That's in the second part, Sahil. Please be patient. More comes. Anyone else so far? Our devotee. Yes, your good name again? Jagannath Kirtan Prabhu with a good melody, yes. And then you, and then we will go to the portion. Holy Cross.
Our relationship with one that way is just one, but when it comes this way, there's so many, and a lot of personalities sometimes can clash. As you know, everyone may have experienced, or those highly devoted may have not. How can we? Is there any type of tips or something that can ring in our ears when we actually come across that situation?
I will now give one of my super, super practical tips. It won't be very philosophical. It will be extremely practical. Are you ready for it? You know, sometimes people behave in a way, Jagannath Kirtan Das has politely used the word, which crashes with our life. It's sometimes people can be rather impossible, you know. And it's very difficult to retain one's gentlemanly calm at that time. Something, you know, I was in, I have a little temperament, you know, and I was suffering very much in the past from going up. And I remember there was a time when in ISKCON, when we had to evaluate the leaders. There was a 50-man committee which gave feedback to the GBC, which was perceived at that time to have still room for improvement, let us say it politely like that. So there were some very, very difficult relationships going on. I mean, I don't want to open this chapter. It was really difficult, and I helplessly turned to one devotee whom I really adore because of his spiritual status and wisdom, and said, what do you do when people just crush you, and when they really are bringing the worst out of you? You know, what do you do at such times when you are upset and hurt? And he said something which saved my life, and I still apply it. He said, if nothing else works, if I can't see them as parts of Krishna, because I don't have the spiritual vision any longer, if I can't be emphatic, if all this is theory, if I just want to say to the person, you know, and so on, then I see people, now Jagannath Kirtan and everyone else, please forgive me, it will be super practical, it's not very philosophical, not very spiritual, but it's purely a survival technique. He said, I see them as data. They're informations which work in them, and therefore bring about such a response to me. It's almost like, you know, have we not all had this experience? We try to do some computer work, and all of a sudden the computer does something very unexpected and foolish. The program just, how do we call it? It crashes in the deciding moment. We lose all what we have typed in, and we are anyways not super, super creative in writing, you know, and lose. And the first gut feeling is, I take this foolish thing and I throw it against the wall. Have you made this personal experience, you know? Or maybe you type something and then some absolute foolishness appears in the screen, you know, some movie candid camera, and you don't know, what does this do here? I never see candid camera, and you know, or it's something happens, and don't break your computer. See it, you pressed it somewhere in the wrong way, the computer, and then some program got started, which is an old program, which has nothing to do here in this part of your life, you know, but it's explainable. It's data coming together, bringing a picture together. So all of us humans are like this. We have information. Maybe someone has heard Sachinandan Swami is a foolish Sahajiya. You know, that is possible in modern ISKCON. All kinds of informations are there. Or a Nazi German, you know, and you know, whatever. And I say something, and the person then reacts in a way which is less than palatable. But it's data. And you can clarify the data, no? You can say, it seems you are a little upset. Would you like to share? Maybe we can solve it, or maybe later, or 1 year, or one lifetime, or, you know. Data. We are humans. This is what it means. Conditioned soul. There are many conditions working on us. Sanskaras, impressions. I had this in the lecture. I sometimes meet people, and you know, I could tell you stories where there's just misunderstandings, you know, where I had hinted towards the door like this, indicating to the person at the door, please don't open it just now. And another person thought I hinted at him and shook his head, saying, you are the most impossible creature in the universe, you know. And so on. And then this person reacts to me based on this sanskara, this impression. So never be angry at people, because they act according to impressions. They can't help themselves to act differently, because it's the data which moves their reaction in a certain way. If you want people's reaction to change, you must give them other data, other information, either in personal clarifying discussions or just in being polite and not reacting when they become angry at you. That helps a lot. If you don't raise your fist when they raise your fist, their fist against you. Ooh, what? Ooh. There's nothing more disarming and dispelling negative energy than not to respond on the level of that energy. Nothing more. Mm-hmm. Yes. Aha, time. Time is also there. And we really want to honor time. And please, Naveen and Krishna Kirtan, you note your question down. If it's not answered, there is ample opportunity to discuss every question which is there.